Hurricanes. The bad manager continues on and on. I'm walking to work from home. Mom had another tumble. Another. And she said, it doesn't happen all the time. But, yeah, she had another tumble here, a couple of. Oh my. A couple of weeks ago now. Helped her get out of the hospital on, last Friday. Spent the weekend. I took her back to her house. The doctor suggested, rehab and stuff of that nature. Mom didn't want to do it. It's like, yeah. If she doesn't want to do it, it's not going to happen. And, I took her back to Chicken Carry, set her up a little bit. My brother Joe told her that she was coming to live with him, and I was stunned. First, Mom wasn't going to do it, and then she decided she needed to. So, that's just fine. And so she's, we're in this weird old between time period. Joe's coming here in a couple of days to come pack her up. And Lisa and I are kind of pondering a move back to Kincare to go live in the house there. Lisa prefers to Kincare to her house. We'll see what happens. There's been a lot of talk amongst the family members about how everything needs to look. And we're all kind of figuring that out. Lisa and I have already started kind of thinking about what kind of change we'd make to Mom's house if we were going to move back there. It just makes a lot of sense. That house is already paid for. And in the conglomeration of the family holdings, it just doesn't make sense to be stretched out that far. Wisdom, I think, would dictate that we go ahead and move back to Tucumcari. Now it's going to be transitional. maybe. Yeah, I have no idea. My first thoughts are we can do it transitionally. I can keep working in Portales and commute somewhat back and forth. It's not the end of the world to travel between the two places. Anyway, so, oh my, it's been so dew-ish around, like right now I'm walking through the field to get to the university, and I mean, my feet are getting wet, soaking through. These are kind of my cheap hiking boots that I picked up from Sierra Trading. There's Sierra Trading, I think it's called Sierra Trading, and there's Duluth Trading, both companies that I kind of like. Sierra does a lot of, closeouts from certain vendors, pretty high quality vendors, and they take their seconds and their, you know, stuff that they don't consider up to standard quality. And I've had a few duds out of it, but by and large, when you get the rejects of good quality stuff, it's amazing. Like I said, I don't mind going to thrift stores, and most of my favorite shoes and most durable shoes have been thrift store throwaways. So, that's pretty good. Anyway, so, things, they are changing. My current thoughts are that we should probably let circumstances rule the day. This is a circumstance. It's interesting that it opens up a possibility that we can take advantage of. It would be interesting to say, well, let's go ahead and put the house on the market. Let's see what it comes down to. Might consider owner finance selling the house. So so we can we can take advantage of things. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. If we get somebody willing just to buy it, that'd be great. Interest rates are still pretty good. So, anyway. You know, climate change has really been kind of good for our area. We're getting a lot more rain than we usually expect. It didn't rain much in the first part of the year at all. Last winter it didn't, I don't remember it, any precipitation at all. You know, and that's not unheard of. Otherwise, it's been pretty good around here. Well, I'm a little distracted thinking about things. The connotations, stuff like that. You know what? When it gets right down to it, we've been wondering if we needed to do anything about mom's stuff. You know, taking possession of it, stuff like that. So, my brother Joe, whose training is in accounting and auditing, he's a pretty wise person for these kinds of things, and he said, you know, you don't have to change a thing. You don't have to change a thing. But you can proceed with anything you want to do in relation to that. First thought is to go ahead and proceed anyway. If that's what we want to do, start doing it. Probably put the house on the market. take a look at that. I wouldn't mind refinancing it. You get more money. You know, it becomes more of an investment property than anything else. And that's always a good thing. Already doing it on one house. Doesn't take hardly anything to do it on two. But let's treat it as a business. See if I can get away with it, first thing. Like the whole thing about seeking permission. Usually, there's no point in doing so, especially if there's really not not any reasonable mechanism for anybody to be getting weird about anything. Like they say, oh, can you sell that house? And you go, you know, me as a lender, I don't care who's making the payments as long as the payments get made. That's all I care about. If it becomes a problem, well, then we start pulling out the paperwork. Until there's a problem, nobody's looking, nobody's checking, everything's fine, and you go, that's exactly how you behave about life. Be a responsible person. And nothing will ever come up. I don't know. I feel like I want to give it a principle and give it a nice name, like deferred responsibility, but it doesn't really matter. Like the city, as long as it's getting its taxes, that's all it cares about. I don't care how you're doing things. You only have to worry at some point. And don't get weird about stuff until you have to get worried at some point. Just simple as that. Joe's a smart guy. I'm glad he's my brother. He gives me good advice. I'm always grateful for it. Anyway, take care of you guys. See ya.